And so now's the time for us to go within. And to go within means discovering more in that vast inner landscape, more of what can be open and available in a positive way. Perhaps reinforce positives already there, or becoming even more open to allowing new positive thoughts, ideas, suggestions, and images to come forward, helping you to move your life forward on your path. So allowing your body to become as comfortable as possible, perhaps stretched out, quietly sitting up, allowing yourself to become still. Eyes are closed. And let's just become aware of your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing. Become aware of your normal, natural rhythm of your breath. We're just noticing about it. It is something that our lovely subconscious runs automatically for us, but now bringing an awareness to it, we can appreciate it. We can more easily appreciate the natural, normal flow of your breath. And then to allow a sort of deeper breathing experience to occur. And as we allow for that, we might do it like this, that you let your eyes roll up underneath those lids. Take one big deep cleansing breath in, hold it a moment or two, and then slowly exhale as eyes return level and your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing occurs. And now once again, eyes roll up underneath those lids. Take that second big deep cleansing breath in. Hold it. And then slowly exhale as eyes return level and your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing occurs. And now one more time. Eyes roll up underneath those lids. Take that third big deep cleansing breath in. Hold it. And then slowly exhale. And eyes return level and your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing occurs. And now bring your attention all the way down to your feet. And let's invite and allow a comforting, a deep, relaxing sensation that's very positive, that flows all around and all through, from toes to heels to ankles, calves, knees, and thighs. Each and every breath you are releasing, relaxing, letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And as you become aware of more comfortable relaxation, a deeper inner calm begins to form, and it strengthens with every breath. And this comfortable sensation of relaxation moves up through hips and abs, solar plexus, the entire midsection, releasing, relaxing, letting go, each breath drifting deeper. Now that deeper inner calm strengthens and deepens even more and brings along with it a nurturing sensation. So this deeper calm and a nurturing sensation flow from the solar plexus up through the chest, all around and all through, into every nook and cranny of you, releasing, relaxing, letting go. All around the chest area, reminding you that you are lovable and loving. And this flow of deeper inner comfort moves up now into the shoulders, in between all the muscles, tissues, fibers, like warm healing hands on those shoulders. They become more flexible and flowing. And you can drift even deeper now. And the deeper, the more comfortably relaxed. And the more comfortably relaxed, the deeper. And this sensation of relaxation flows down through the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers, releasing now. As you completely release and relax even more. Any goals that you're reaching for inevitably do become yours accomplished because you are available and attainable to attract the accomplishment of those goals. And as you turn your attention to the back area, the flow of relaxation moves across that upper back, giving you a clean slate to actualize even more comfort and relaxation. And you're allowing this sensation of comfort and calm to flow down your spine, strengthening that spine of yours. Middle back releasing as you relax and totally, completely let go. And as that middle back releases, then this flow of comfortable relaxation moves all the way down and down, all the way down into lower back area as all the muscles, tissues, fibers are soothing and smoothing out any rough edges. And then flowing this comfortable relaxation now all the way down the backside of your body to your feet again. So in a moment or two, we'll be taking you even deeper. And that's not yet. I'll tell you when. It's when we're going to take one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in. Not yet. We'll get there. So next, place your attention right at the base of your neck and flow this comforting up over the back of your head, all around your crown area, and then gently letting it flow down over your forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing and letting go. And now taking one more nice big deep cleansing breath in and release as you become twice as comfortable as you already are. And now beginning to imagine this Begin to imagine and visualize coming to the top of your symbolic staircase. And begin to imagine and get a sense of being there in an idea of strength, of confidence, and of radiantly healthy you. Because we want to keep sending the message of what we want. Radiantly healthy you. Strong. Strong mind, strong body, confident. So this is what we're going to reinforce all the way down those 21 steps. There's a steady handrail to the right, to the left. It's well lit. You're in the spotlight at the top of your symbolic staircase, looking radiantly healthy, feeling it, owning it, stronger than ever before, confident. Now every step down reinforces this image, your subconscious image that we want to reinforce in every way that we can. Each step reinforces it now. With the left foot first at 20, going down 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0. Drifting deeper now. And as you drift deeper, deeper down now, any negatives, all negatives have completely already dissipated, disintegrated. And you're on your positive path, knowing that you're in this present moment because the past is over, done and gone. Over, done, and gone. Now is now. This is the present. It's a gift to be here and now, in this moment, this present time. So walking your positive path forward opens the door of your imagination a little wider now, where you could imagine walking through into a beautiful, beautiful place somewhere in nature. Let your heart soar to the beauty and the tranquility of this natural scene where there's lots of sky available. And what if we were to imagine that this is a place we know well. We come here often. It's secure and comfortable. It is sort of on the duskier side of the day. And it's where the light sky is just before turning, but it's still light. It's even available to notice such beautiful sky as it begins to transition. And yes, you're probably already wondering, are the stars becoming available? And we would say yes, even in the lightness of the sky as it begins to transition. For they say that images of beauty are very uplifting. Images of beauty can often be healing. And what if there were in this lovely spot in nature some way, somehow, for you to stretch out? Perhaps there's a lovely chaise lounge there for you to get on and stretch out and look up at the sky. Maybe there is a little clearing off the path of some availability, or maybe it's very close to the path where this chaise lounge is. And there's sort of a clear view. Trees are there, shrubs are there, flowers are there, but there's a clear open availability above you to look up and take in the magnitude of that ongoing foreverness, alwaysness of the sky, transitioning from light to dusky, and stars are beginning to show themselves. Well, as any or all of your senses heighten and you begin to find that one star that seems to be calling you, it wants to be noticed and discovered about. And if you were to discover about this star, there could be some interesting information about knowing this star a little bit better. And so you begin to just zero in on, with a kind of laser-like focus, a star that you've chosen to discover about. And so easily, simply, freely, this begins to occur. And just acknowledging when you've found your star with yourself to know, yep, that's it. That's the one. And while you're completely secure and peaceful in this place where you are, looking up at the sky, going to be noticing about your distance from this star, from where you are in this natural setting to where it is, way, 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 way out there. And this is where we remind you that, you know, in your imagination, anything can happen. We could actually examine that star from any position. I mean, what if you could imagine floating all the way up, all the way through time and space until you're a lot closer to that star? You could even float above it and see how large it is and what kind of shape it has. You could drift down over to the side of it. You could get underneath that, and noticing anything and everything with all of your senses. For the energy of the star, it's almost as if it pulled you right up to it. It had some kind of like a gravitational pull that just scooped you up from the earth, pulled you towards it. And my goodness, the light from it, or the energy from it, its brightness is amazing. But as you get yourself situated, you know, kind of on a cloud nearby, a little dusky cloud as the sky turns from light to dusk to dark. Because again, in your imagination, anything can happen. And from your fluffy little cloud, you're viewing the star very close to it. But you're noticing about it. Does it move? Does it have any movement? Are there colors to this star that you're seeing way up there in the heavens? Does it have a star shape that you might have imagined, or is it something other? What does it look like? And how big is it? So you're noticing all these things, and then you're beginning to zero in to what is the essential thing. What's the essential characteristic about this star that's sort of speaking to you in all its beauty? In a kind of way, it's vibrating, probably has a kind of energy, and you might check it out. Is this an energy that is a dominant one that feels exciting or feels like it's helpful? Certainly positive. Why not? Could a star actually be helpful to you? Why not? What do you notice or feel is the mood of this star? Does it seem to have a mood? And how do you feel about the star? How's it, the way it's acting? Does it, the mood, the vibration, the kind of noticing everything you can about it? And then, of course, as you've moved much, much closer to it, you're kind of in your little close-by cloud observing it, very comfortable and secure on your cloud. How does it feel emotionally for you now to be with this star? You know, as you know how you do feel about it, this is where you can actually now communicate, connect to the star. You and the star can communicate. And so go ahead, just internally, as though you could tell the star how you feel by being with it. And what do you imagine the star might have to say back to you? You might have some more communication with the star. Visualize, imagine communicating and talking with the star, maybe floating along together in the universe, as though you're pals, as though in some way, somehow you're helpful to each other. And like a good old friend, maybe haven't seen them for a while. That's the way it is with this star. And so you're wondering, what matters most to you, star? You ask the star, what matters most to you? What do you imagine that the star might respond? And then when you have a sense of how the star responds to you, how does it feel to know that? You could even, as you're floating along together, chat it up, get to know each other better. At some point, you might want to tell the star what you want. You maybe might want to ask the star if it could help you. And what does the star have to say about that? So just noticing, like making contact with a good old friend you haven't seen for a while. And you're just communicating, connecting, noticing how it feels to be in this kind of communication with the star. Now, at some point, this is really using our imagination even further. We could trade places. You could trade places with a star. It's like you become the star becomes you, knowing, of course, you'll always come back to your original form again. You'll be yourself again. We're just imagining. But now, as the star, what do you notice as you're shining so brightly in the heavens above? How do you feel in the energy of this star? Wonder what it might do for you. And as the star, what is your viewpoint as you look through the star's eyes, so to speak, from your heavenly, in the higher skies experience? Notice what you notice. And now, perhaps, how about noticing yourself over there on the little cloud? What do you notice about yourself now that you're the star? From your point of view as the star, what do you notice about you sitting over there in the little cloud? What would you, as the star, like to say to yourself? And maybe something more as well. Just noticing everything and everything, anything that seems important to notice as the star image that you've become. And then when you're ready, trade back places again. Become yourself again. Return to yourself and look over at the star carefully. What changes are you aware of, if any? What about the vibrational energy of the star or of yourself? What do you notice about it all? And have you a sense of understanding something more about the star? And what do you imagine that the star understands about you? At some point, you might want to check out and see if there's anything more the star wants to say to you now, since you came to its location, which it is very much appreciative of, that you floated all the way up to where it is and had this experience today. Anything more that you might want to express to the star? And for a moment, just let your inner focus find your favorite part of this imagining, this journey that we've been on today. Kind of let yourself be aware of the favorite part. And if it feels right, you could simply heighten and brighten it and let that settle in just the right place in your mind. And flow it all around in your whole being positively. Notice how that feels. And just as easily and effortlessly as you floated all the way up to the star, we're going to float all the way back down. Coming all the way back down and down and down to where you started this journey from the beginning, in that beautiful natural setting, stretched out on that beautiful chaise lounge with the sky high above and your star way, 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 way out there now. And somehow, some way deep inside, as you look and you brush a little stardust off your sleeve, you do have this sense that you've been touched by the star, and that something of such beauty and extraordinary awesomeness has been given to you by this close encounter with the star. And whatever it means for you, whatever it says to you, let this encounter with the star do its good work to assist you, to help you in all the ways that it can. Because you and the star have discovered about each other. And with this now, the goodness of this experience goes deep within, as we're going to allow the conscious and subconscious minds work together harmoniously now and bring back the good, the positive, and the true of this experience into your conscious outer awake life now. And so first, though the images may fade, the strength of them stays with you as we reinforce it all now. At zero. And we bring back the good, the positive, and the true at one with a deep cleansing breath in and release. Two, realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, a kind of other world experience with your close encounter with the star today. Let it continue to assist you in amazing ways. Feeling very good at 3, 4, more alert and awake. And now 5, eyes open, wide awake and alert. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, eyes open, wide awake and alert.